Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. This week we're looking at how a sinful sheepherder, that's a fella by the name of Abel, how he found right standing before God. And all of us need to have right standing before God because, folks, here's the deal. God's holy and we're not, okay? So how are we going to get hooked up with God if he's holy and we're not holy? Something has to happen. Well, we can learn a lot from Abel because it says in Genesis that Abel brought the firstlings of his flock. You check it out, chapter 4. He brought the firstlings of his flock and he offered that as a sacrifice. Yes, blood sacrifice. The little animal was killed. And as Abel offered that sacrifice, he realized that it had to be by the shedding of blood that you came before a holy God. Where had he learned that? He'd learned that from his parents, because God had taught Adam and Eve directly about blood sacrifice, because when they sinned, God gave them coats of skin of animals, so therefore that means some animal had to die. Adam and Eve should have died, but the animals became a substitute. They died in their place. And this was the ancient faith, and it's the present faith. It's only by faith in the doing and dying of the Lord Jesus Christ that we can be accepted. He was the Lamb of God who went to the altar of the cross and shed his blood as our substitute. But here's Abel, standing at an altar, offering up the innocent blood of a substitute. Now, he learnt this from his parents, but his parents' faith or his parents' experience couldn't save him. And if you're listening to me today and you're running from God, but your parents are serving God and they love the Lord, well, their faith can't save you. You've got to personally identify with the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to trust him as your own Savior. And one thing I'll tell you about the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, there's nothing to be added to it. Abel didn't add anything to it. He didn't put even a blade of grass on the altar. Oh no. You see, God will not save those who bypass the substitutionary work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your parents' faith can't save you. Your church can't save you. Your good deeds can't save you. It's only through the shedding of Christ's blood that we can be saved. Now listen to me, my dear friend. Maybe you're just listening to me and you're on the run from God. And you know, you believe in all that stuff, but you're not trusting personally in Jesus Christ. Would you not come to him today with simple faith and say, Jesus, you died on the cross for sinners, and I am a sinner. Lord, I believe that you died in my place and in my stead. You know, if you'll pray like that, he will save you. He'll give you eternal life. He'll be merciful to you. He's abundant and wonderful in his mercy and his grace. Oh yes, but you gotta come to him. Identify with him with simple childlike faith, and he'll save you, and that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to the gospel truth. We would love to hear from you. Our address is Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. That's Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or visit our website at www.milesmckee.com. Goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.